It's in the buff.
In the buff.
It's so hot. How did it go from being like 40 something degrees to like, it's like 96.
It's hot. It's Memorial Day weekend.
Here's what I have to say to the Republicans that don't believe in climate change. Step outside. Go outside for a second. It's only Memorial Day. Although I guess if I...
It's the unofficial start to summer.
I guess that's true. If I wanted any weekend to be hot like this, if I was an active person, I'd want it to be this weekend.
Well, if I didn't work weekends...
Yeah, this is...
I'd be somewhere fabulous right now. Not here with you.
Isn't it... thank you. Isn't it the worst that... Both the industries that we work in require us to work on weekends. There, no one come around.
Every time I see those,
it's so slow.
All those memes on Facebook and stuff. Friday. I'm like, yeah, it's my Monday.
Well, I'm Anita Buffum.
I'm Max Blowers,
and you're listening to In the Buff. I'm so excited we have a live audience today.
Our live studio audience crunching away in the background.
I love it. Oh, they're taking their life in their hands, crunching.
My family's here.
Oh, we're so excited.
Yay.
And we have an exciting show.
We have a very exciting show.
You're making this. What are you making this today? I don't even know.
Well, we're making, it's called the Casa Montenegro.
What? Excuse me? Watch your mouth.
Yeah.
You're setting us back a lot. Many years. All right.
No, it's, it's an Italian Amaro brand that's doing a cocktail competition, so I submitted a recipe for it.
Perfect, and I'm answering my friend's, what's her name?
Lori.
I'm answering Lori's conundrum. She wants to know, she's a mom, and she wants to know how to do a quick 5 to 10 minute face.
She's very busy.
And I have the answer, because I worked with my mother on that this past week.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Nice.
I'm all prepared for this week.
And in honor of the... unofficial start to summer, we have our woman about town, Miss Gina Marie Ritali.
That's right. My third best friend, the sister I wish I always never wanted.
She's
giving
here
us the lowdown.
Giving us the lowdown on what cheap things to do in Queens this summer.
Well, poor people, they need to, and I think the majority of your fans and mine.
Yeah, most of them.
Are the poor. Yes. So we're going to help you out on what you can do this summer for free. So stay tuned. All of this
right after this.
All right, summer is here. It's 800,000 degrees here in New York City. I can't even take it. I got a Hispaniolo fan in me up top. I got another Hispaniolo fan in the back of my legs down below. I sweat from the back of my knees, okay? The last thing I need to worry about is holding up a paperback book as I sweat to death, ruining the corners of the pages as they get wet from the sweat from my hands. I can't do it. But their problem solved with Audible. Audibletrial.com/buffandbeautiful is your link to a free 30-day trial membership and a free download of over 180,000 Audible programs. So go over to audibletrial.com/buffandbeautiful. That's B-U-F-F-E-M, beautiful. And that's, beautiful's hard for some people. It's B-E-A-U-T-I-F-U-L, beautiful. Buffum, beautiful. audibletrial.com/buffumbeautiful for your free trial membership.
It's cocktail time.
My favorite time of the week.
Thank God, I need something. It's so hot.
Making an icy cold one?
I'm making a very icy cold, right. Bubbly.
You know, when I was upstate this week, Susie and I, my mom,
made
summer shandy. She said, I want to try one of those drinks. What do you think I'll like? And I said, well, the easiest recipe is the summer shandy, so that's what you're getting.
The Shandy Jenkins?
The Shandy Jenkins. So we, I think we did a Pilsner. They didn't have many. No, we did a Pale Ale.
Oh, nice.
They didn't have
nice.
Much to choose from up in the woods there,
well,
farm country.
You know, you get what you get up there.
Yeah. So, and we made the lemon simple syrup.
How exciting.
So we drank it all week. It was fabulous.
I love it.
Yeah, it was great.
That's the great thing about those syrups is you can just keep them and use them for several things.
Well, and she doesn't like beer. And so she really enjoyed this. So anyone who's not a beer drinker, like I said on that podcast, you're gonna love this beverage.
Awesome.
Yeah, there you go.
So today, it's a toast to Italy.
A toast to Italy.
It's like sitting on the coast, watching the boats come in. So I just entered a contest.
Fleet Week, you know.
It is Fleet Week. We did watch the boats come in, as a matter of fact, yesterday with Mom.
All right.
But no, so I entered this cocktail competition. There's a brand of an Italian Amaro that it's called Montenegro.
Now, what's Amaro?
Now, Amaro is an Italian liqueur. It's what they call a digestif. It's meant to be had.
Did you do that because Gina Marie's on the show today?
Yeah. I know she has some troubles.
She does.
So, no, typically you drink them after dinner with a little coffee to kind of ease, you know, the big meal you had. They're made with usually a blend of like herbs and roots and citrus peels. They're kind of bitter and sweet.
Like me.
Yeah. 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 A little more sweet though.
Okay. A little less bitter.
A little more sweet.
Yeah. All right.
So they were doing a little cocktail competition. I actually saw on our Instagram. We follow them.
And from Italy?
Yeah. Yeah. We follow them. They don't follow us.
Oh, well, all right.
No, we're not.
We do have some beverage.
We're getting there.
Associated Instagrams that follow us.
I'm getting
That's
there.
Exciting.
I'm getting there.
All right.
So what's kind of interesting? They're doing this competition to kind of make their signature drink, like what you would go to with this.
Okay.
So it's not supposed to be something. Yeah. It's not supposed to be something that's overly complicated.
It looks very old school.
It is. Well,
this looks like you've had it sitting around for years. This looks very old school, like from the old country. It looks like
that. From the old world.
Like it looks like a man who might drink this might also have somebody disappear if you needed them to. You know, he might take care of some problems for you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, he knows a guy.
Yeah, he knows a guy. You need a VCR? No problem.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, so they're looking for kind of a signature drink, something that's easy to make that can just be a go-to for the company. So I wanted to do something bright and refreshing because it's 100 degrees.
Okay.
So.
Well, and I have to say
I know that's your style.
That's your specialty.
Yeah, I know really.
It's become my style because it's your style.
This is so ridiculously easy to make, too. You're going to love it.
Okay, here we go.
I have a nice tall glass, our Collins glass.
From IKEA.
They are actually.
I have these same glasses. Yeah. They have these same glasses.
So we're just going to fill it with ice. Here, go ahead. Help yourself.
God helps those who help Travis. God helps those who help Anita. What child is this?
No. So right into our glass, filled with ice, we're going to pour 2 full ounces of the Amaro.
Now, you can get this Amaro anywhere?
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be this brand, although I'm doing it with this brand.
Because they're doing the competition.
They're doing the competition. But if you want to make this cocktail, any kind of Italian Amaro will do. Other brands are like Averna.
Amaro.
Oh, God. All right, so now on top of the Amaro, we're going to add fresh lemon juice. Freshly squeezed.
Because
Inner Garden.
Inner Garden would have it no other way. Now, what is this old-timey concoction?
Simple syrup.
Oh, you put it in a bottle.
I put it in a bottle.
I love it. Like a old-timey doctor-y physician pharmaceutical. This is a Dr. Quinn medicine woman bottle.
So another ounce, I'm sorry, it was an ounce of lemon juice I put in, and an ounce of simple syrup. Now, I use organic sugar, so it's a little earthy in color.
Okay, we'll call it earthy. I was going to say something else, but all right.
Okay. Stir the drink with a nice tall spoon.
With your good finger.
Your non-dominant finger.
Use the finger that's too big to put in your nose.
Now, there should be a nice amount of space left on the top. We're going to top this off with Prosecco, sparkling wine.
I did drive here today.
Okay.
But I don't get drunk, so it's fine.
We'll just, no.
That's what I tell them when they pull me over.
I don't get drunk.
Had you had anything to drink? Duh. But I don't get drunk, so it's fine. Doesn't happen anymore. I'm Irish, so it's okay.
Now, to garnish this lovely beverage, we're going to do a nice little lemon twist.
Oh.
And a wheel.
Uh-huh.
Lemon everywhere.
Not on a wheel. Do you know those old ladies on YouTube? They're like these old ladies that, God, they look like they're in their 90s, and they look like they're in a home together or something, and one of them's talking, they're talking about like old school Broadway and music and...
Garbage! And you know nothing! Yeah. You know nothing about Rachmaninoff!
And the one is so sweet, the other one's such a... I won't say the word because Mom yelled at me for it.
You got yelled at.
I did.
But she is. You know nothing about classical music. Nothing.
I'm like, garbage. Garbage.
Garbage.
And she's like, oh, it's so nice. I love the music.
Garbage. You know nothing.
God on a wheel.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers. Okay. Wait a minute. So you just invented this drink right now.
Well, yesterday.
So you can't go order this somewhere.
If you're at a restaurant, you could tell
them. No, this is better for me because it makes our book more profitable.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
This is us.
It makes our book more
profitable. I actually have copyright patents on it already.
It's good. And the lemon wheel actually, the scent of the lemon actually, I've never had a drink where the scent of the garnish contributes to the taste of the drink.
Yes, and the twist does that a lot too, because the rind releases a lot of the oils and the flavor.
Come on, baby! I'm sorry, you can't take me anywhere. You can't invite an audience here. I think I'm just going to sit here with
such
my back to them.
Such a ham when there's people here.
Sorry.
Mom, you have to try this.
Yeah, try it.
You're the only one here who's actually been to Italy, so it's very Italian.
It smells very lemony.
Yes, it's very... Very go good. Ahead.
Ooh, I really like that.
Very good.
It tastes... go ahead.
Hints of root beer.
Right, like a Rudy... Rudy.
Yeah, because the Amaro... Amaro is just a fun thing to put in cocktails because it's very unexpected, but...
Did you name it?
Not yet.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Did you? What?
The Casa Montenegro.
Oh, right, watch your mouth.
It's like a house drink.
All right.
And part of the requirement was it had to have Montenegro in the name.
In the name. This is a drink I would want after the sun has been in its full height and I'm by the pool.
Yeah, there's like that Michael Bay glow
right.
on your skin.
Yeah.
You know, it's like 5 o'clock.
Right. We're about to be destroyed by aliens.
Transformers are coming.
Transformers.
But Megan Fox looks real good.
How is Megan Fox playing April in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
How is she a person anyway?
I don't know. So this is delicious. After dusk.
Yes.
Not after dusk, but like...
You know.
I picture this being like the most expensive drink at the pool at the resort.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
That's what I was going for.
That'll be $16.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Yeah. I like that. It's really good.
So great. Yeah, easy to make.
Give me the recipe again. Go ahead.
2 ounces of Amaro, 1 ounce each of fresh lemon juice, simple syrup, and then top it off with champagne, Prosecco.
Wait, simple syrup and lemon juice or a lemon simple syrup?
Simple syrup and lemon juice because you want the fresh juice flavor.
Got it.
But
not
pinch,
the same.
In a pinch, you could use
the Shandy
Jenkins syrup.
Okay, in a pinch. If you just happen to have Shandy Jenkins syrup laying around.
Yeah, as most of you do, I'm sure.
Well, this is delicious. Cheers.
Wonderful. Cheers again.
Cheers.
So coming up, I'm excited. We had a beauty request online.
Well, I'm so excited because...
Somebody's listening.
Somebody who's not related to us.
And somebody who needs some face help.
Yeah, and I can do it.
You can.
I can do it.
All right. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Right after this. So I'm prepared this week for my Buff and Beautiful segment.
Lori. We're talking to you.
Lori wrote into us just like we asked. Well, pretty much just like
we asked.
Well,
we always put it out there.
Yeah.
We want this interactive.
Yeah.
Leave us comments. Ask us questions. And
we love that.
And so Lori had a great question for you.
So Lori said that, do you have the actual text?
I have it. Let me.
Because I'm trying to remember from 2 weeks ago.
I took the dictation.
You took the notes. Right on top of that rose.
So Lori on Facebook asks, well, she says, love the show. I asked my brother to make me the Shandy Jenkins, but he had no lemons.
Mother.
So
what could you use in replace the lemons, I wonder? Could you make an orange one? Could you make a
orange,
lime?
Grapefruit.
Oh,
grapefruit would be really good.
But if you don't have lemons, you probably don't have grapefruit.
Well, you got to have something.
Something.
Pick a citrus and go with it.
All right.
All right. So anyway, so she says, but I have a request for Anita Buffum. I'm a busy mom of three and rarely out on the town and was never taught how to apply makeup. Can you believe that? I'm 43 and still have no idea what I'm doing. What do I need to know for a quick 5 to 10 minute face? And Max, I love the drink ideas.
Oh,
just had to throw that part in there.
Yeah, good for you. Okay, so I just went through all my mom's makeup with her. We went through a whole bunch of stuff, and she kind of had the same question to me. Was like, I want to do something, like, even if I'm just hanging around by myself, like, I want to do a little something to, like, make myself feel good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things I really like about makeup is you can just put on a little something and feel great, you know? And make, you know, little things that make your whole face pop, you know? So, one of the things I discovered in my mom's makeup drawers was a CC cream or a BB cream, either or. We talked about these.
Oh, Beauty Balm?
Beauty Balm or Corrective Cream.
Yeah, yeah.
And basically what those are like a lotion that have a lot of good things in them. So rather than buying 15 products to do all of it, you can buy one.
Yeah, yeah.
So okay. She had one that also had a tint to it.
Oh.
Which was great because she could moisturize her face and, you know, it kind of looked like a liquid foundation.
Okay.
So she could moisturize her face with this product that also helped even out her skin tone.
Gotcha.
And it feels more like lotion than it does a heavy foundation. So that's one thing I would say to look into is either some sort of light liquid foundation or even a powder to help even out the skin tone. And I would do a gloss or a some sort of natural-looking lipstick.
Yeah.
And maybe this is going to push it. You can leave it there.
Oh.
But with my mom,
uh-huh.
She wanted me to make her eyebrows fleek, she said. So I taught her how to make her eyebrows fleek.
Fleek.
And what we did was we just filled them in with an Anastasia of Beverly Hills. I think she calls it brow dip, which is basically like a little... It comes in a little tiny tub.
With chips?
Yes, brow dip with chips. That it's basically like a brow pomade that has color to it, so you can fill in the brow.
Okay.
And I think we talked about this when we did our On Fleek episode. A little bit of that with a spoolie, brush it out to fill in the eyebrows.
Ah, yes, the spoolie.
And then I would say a little mascara, and you're good to go. I would do your eyebrows, mascara, lips, and some sort of moisturizing.
Kind of all lotion. Lotion.
Totally.
Type
and
thing.
That really, once you get that down, it shouldn't take you more than 7 minutes.
That's great.
Yeah, totally. And there's a lot of great glosses out there for your lips. Buxom is one of my favorite. It has a plumping property. And
Buxom.
I love it because it makes my lips just like tingle and feel great.
Oh,
like,
remember, does it have that like, that,
yeah, oh yeah.
That like spicy thing that happens.
Spicy, yes.
I love that.
Spicy.
I love that. Not that I wear it ever, but.
No, but it feels great on your lips. And your husband might like that too.
Well, he likes spicy things.
Well, I mean.
Well.
Yeah.
Nah.
All right. It'll make things tingle.
Uh-huh.
Lori. So that's what I would do. Eyebrows, mascara, lips, and. Start the whole thing off with a CC or BB cream with some sort of tint to it that matches your skin tone. You can go into any Sephora, any good makeup store, and just ask for some help with that. They'll help you out. And you know what we'll do on our blog this week is maybe I'll look for some of those products and
I love it.
Post the 5 minute we'll call it 7 minutes,
Lori.
We'll
call it
a seven minute
face.
All right, perfect.
Yeah.
I love that. That
I
was nice and easy. Lori, thank you.
Lori.
More questions, Lori.
More questions.
When you get the 7 minute face down, come back with more questions. We'll move on to contouring and stuff like that.
Well, then we'll do 14 minute faces.
14 minute, yeah, yeah. Or you could do the Anita Buffum 2.5 hour face. Going to the grocery store? Try this simple 2.5 hour makeup look.
Oh, well, thanks, Lori. We do appreciate the feedback.
That's right. And if you're listening to us, please take a second. Any of you, not just you, Lori, but anybody listening to us, please take a second and rate us on any of our platforms that you're listening to us on, whether it's a podcast on iTunes or SoundCloud or what other platforms are we on now?
We're on Stitcher. We're on
which sounds dirty
Google
to me.
Play.
Stitcher sounds dirty, doesn't it?
No, it sounds medical. It's like a stitch. Like
yeah, I guess.
Stitched up.
All right, yeah. Okay.
It's some sort of radio thing. Oh, I don't know. Right. Maybe one person uses it. I don't know. So,
well, oh, I forgot to tell you
that.
While we're talking about this,
oh, what?
I got the email of our stats from iTunes, and we've had the most downloads since we started last week. So thank you all for downloading our podcast last week. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. Yay for us.
I know. I love that. Hopefully it was a good episode so people come back.
Oh, that was one with Sam?
Oh, that's the... See, Sam's a celebrity.
Sam's a celebrity.
We're huge that's in why. St. Pete now.
That's why.
I know.
We have our platform there now.
Well, thanks, Lori, and thanks, everybody, for making this interactive. Did you finish our list of where we're at? I'm sorry.
Sure.
I keep interrupting you. We're available on every platform.
You're listening to us, so you found us.
That's exactly right. Take a second to review us, rate us, and send us a message on Facebook or Instagrammies with a drink idea or an ingredient you want Max to use and any makeup conundrums that I can help answer for you.
Here, here.
Yeah, they're there.
All right. So coming up, we've got Gina Marie.
All after this.
With all the summer tea.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Hot, honey. Hot. Too hot. You need a tank top. You need a cute little lightweight tank top.
And nothing else.
And nothing else. Oh, okay, here's the deal. Now, here's the deal. You're going to go on over to dragqueenmerch.com or AnitaBuffum.com. AnitaBuffum, B-U-F-F-E-M.com. And go to Let's Shop. You're going to buy one of my tank tops. You're going to Buffalo Bill it, take a picture of you in the tank top, and send it to me. All right, that's it.
Buffalo Bill it?
From Silence of the Lambs. Put the tank top between your legs. Yeah. Who's the one on the suntan lotion, the little girl getting
little
racially pedophiled?
Girl?
Yeah, by the dog. Compotone it in my tank top. I want to see a picture. Hey, all right, here's the deal. You buy yourself one of those tank tops. Take a picture of it and send it to me, and I'll send you an autographed 8x10, black and white. Who doesn't want one of those?
Xeroxed.
Mommy Dearest style. Yeah, Xeroxed. Stenciled. I'll send it to you. Go get your tank tops and t-shirts for summer now. I've also got iPhone cases, Android cases, bags, and more. Head on over and get yours now.
Summer. New kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick, and I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer, for the summer. I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I'd take her if I had one wish. Well, she's been gone since that summer, since that summer.
Okay, so summer is upon us.
Well, summer's coming. Summer's here. It's here.
Summer's here, and there's so much to do here in the city, and even right here in Queens.
Right.
So we had to bring an advisor in.
Well, you know, I have a lot of suggestions of things you can do, but I think we have a, you know, I know a lot of my fans are poors, so I thought we've, you know, you made a good suggestion, Maxie, that we could bring someone in that more people can relate to.
A relatable source.
Yeah, and so I want my fans to be able to partake in some free activities. I know poors love free things.
Oh, yeah.
So I brought in the queen of free, the queen of the paws, my third best friend, Gina Marie Ritali.
Well, hello, everybody.
Welcome, Gina.
Hi. Well, nice to see you.
Nice to see you, honey. I got to tell you, last time you were on the podcast, people's minds were blown.
No way.
Blown. Yeah.
They had no idea.
Well, that's the first time I've blown somebody's mind in a long time.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. So we thought we'd have you back because, you know, it's a good demographic that you reach. You know, our podcast is free. iTunes is free.
Oh, yeah. Things are free nowadays.
Things are free. And you know about free things.
I know about everything that's free because, you know, I'm frugals like that.
Yeah, real
you know.
Frugals.
And I've had to learn a lot.
Every penny.
Yeah. Every penny counts, right?
Well, she pinches the buffalo until it farts.
Well, of course I had to, honey. Yeah. I got two kids now that I've grown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so what you got some tips of free things to do this summer in New York City.
Well, here's the thing. You know, I'm focusing on Astoria, Queens, because it's what I know. You know, Long Island City and Astoria.
It's home.
Maxie, I got to tell you something so funny, Maxie. You know, before we did our shows, our live shows, Gina Marie had never left Queens.
No.
Never left.
Well, I never had to.
You know, there's everything here.
Everything you need is right here. You can go to Steinway. You can go to Broadway's 30th Ave.
Well, she calls Steinway the Fifth Avenue of Astoria.
It actually is.
And I like the real Fifth Avenue.
Well, I can't afford to go shopping
over
there.
Well, you come with me. You've been with me recently.
I like to window shop.
Yeah, she's window shop.
I'm window
shop. I'll never forget it. There we are on Fifth Avenue. And I forget which store we're in. Louise Vuitton.
Maybe it was Vuitton.
I was looking at some packet books. And Gina Marie asked about layaway. I was so embarrassed. She asked about layaway.
I figured because of the price of some of these things.
Well, she didn't even know that those were the prices. She thought it was the SKU number.
Who knew?
There's so many numbers.
Well, I had never gone shopping at a place like that in my whole life.
No, but isn't it nice? Isn't the stuff nice, honey?
Beautiful, but I could never afford it.
It's all right. It's all right.
It's all right.
Okay, so what do you got that's free for the pause?
Well, here's the thing. The best part about summer times is the Astoria Pool.
Well.
Oh.
What do you mean, well?
The Astoria Pool, honey.
The Astoria Public Pool, honey.
Yeah, it's an Olympic-sized bathtub filled with God knows what.
Well, honey, no. They have all these fancy things that go on while you're at the pool.
You know they bust them in.
Well, they don't bust them
from all over. All different kinds.
Well, I have all the information written down because, you know, the pool is open. And what happens is once school closes, then the following week the pool opens.
Yeah. Gina Marie used to call the pool the babysitter.
Yeah.
It's like summer camp.
Yeah, because this is the thing. You can't go there with anything, you know, no personal items really. You have to lock everything away in the locker room. And then you have to wash off, and then you got to go to the pool outside.
And poor people love being crammed together under the sun in a bathtub.
It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. And it's from 11 to 7 o'clock. But you know what the best part, and this
all
is
day.
Funny.
All day.
It's all day. And the best part is it closes from 3 to 4. This way they can clean the pool out.
Now, see, here's what I'm talking about.
They clean it out from 3 to 4.
How disgusting must these people be that every day they got to take an hour to clean it?
How are they cleaning it? Scooping the poop out?
They rinse it out and they put it back in.
Oh, God.
You know, it's probably like something like a Brita filter.
Oh, God, I can't.
Well, this is the best part that I found out. You know, you can't bring anything into the pool area. So you no electronics. It's just...
Well, how am I going to listen to my Audible?
Well, you can't. You got to bring a real book.
Well,
you
see, poor people can't afford an iPad or an iPhone.
Well, yeah. So you go with your magazine or your book and you just go there
with
your
towel. They let you have a magazine now?
They let you have a magazine, but no, you know, just a magazine, a book, your towel, and maybe sunglasses. That's it. And you got to wash off like Auschwitz before you go in.
All right.
And then they say you got to be careful, you know, because you have to have a proper bathing suit on. It has to be proper.
What's proper?
Well, it has to look and be made out of material with an actual lining. So it says, you know, because my husband Frankie went there and got in a lot of trouble.
Well, yeah, because he doesn't wear real bathing suits.
Well, sometimes he does and sometimes he doesn't. But I went and made the mistake of buying one of those board shorts that had no lining in it. And says in the back and in that if you're in the locker room, the actual man might ask you to show your lining.
Yeah, because you have to cover your taint.
Yeah, which is horrible because he was horrified and he actually punched the guy out and he had to go to, you know, he went to the police station.
Well, he thought he was hitting on him. I remember that.
Yeah.
I mean,
who's going to have to show their lining like that?
Yeah, show me the inside of your bathing suit.
So be careful.
How dare you?
Yeah, be careful, gentlemen of the locker room. But the pool is freaking fantastic. It's like a private babysitter, which is great. And, you know, you don't have to worry about concealed weapons and this and that. Just let your kids roam free.
All right, so what else is free?
Let them drown.
All right, another great thing about Astoria is the street fairs. You can find street fairs all over the place popping up.
The people that come in, I can't. On the days they have the street fair, I won't leave my house.
What do you mean?
God, the people that come out for the street fairs, my God.
Well, so much fun. People out and about having a good time, rubbing elbows with each other.
You probably know each other from the pool.
Sharing a sausage.
Ugh.
Fantastic. You know, I love these kind of days. Freaking fantastic. Street fairs popping up all along, so check out for that. Oh, my God. And also, every week, there's the Long Island City Flea and Food Market. Have you been?
I live for the flea.
No, I'm not
going. For it. It's fan freaking
what do they got over there? Crap?
Have you watched on HGTV? Flea Market Flip?
No, honey, I'm not a poor person. What do I watch?
They broadcast from the Long Island Flea.
They do. It's freaking fantastic. They got foods. They got different unique things happening over there every weekend now. You know, from spring to the end of the summers. It's awesome.
I love the Flea. They've got food, and it's like good food. Like Korean barbecue fun food.
I don't know.
And then you could take the ferry from Long Island City.
What'd you call me?
Oh. You, the ferry.
Is he making fun of my son?
Yeah.
I think so.
Oh.
On the ferry to the Brooklyn Flea.
Oh, oh, is it right there?
So just a short walk from the Long Island City Flea.
Oh.
We did this last summer.
Wow.
We didn't have any plans. We didn't know what we were doing. You can walk from the Flea. There's a ferry stop in Long Island City. And you can take the ferry down the East River, and it stops in Manhattan, it stops in Brooklyn, at Smorgasbord in Brooklyn.
Well, you could just freeball it like that?
Yeah, we took it all the way to Governor's Island.
That's crazy.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Well, look at that, I'm going to have to look at that, that too.
That reminds me of the days, remember we used to freeball on this train.
Oh my God.
Her mother, who knows
it took us.
Don't you remember, your mother used to give us a nickel to go ride the train.
Oh yeah.
Because she was hoping you'd find a new boyfriend, because she didn't like Frankie. So she'd say, here, go freeball it on the train.
Yeah, and go find a new guy. Yeah.
And that's a term.
That's where all the real men are.
That's a term of meaning you just go from place to place to place.
You go with the whim.
A lot of guys like to do that now.
Yeah, go left, go right.
They don't know.
Yeah, the last car, right?
Yeah, something about that. The last car or the first car, something, I don't know.
Now let's talk about one of my favorite times here in Astoria is going down to the park for the 4th of July.
Oh, she loves it. Well, are you allowed this year?
Oh, well. Well,
because there was a mistake with the because you did the fire for Aphrodite.
I know. Well,
for her work, they had a work picnic.
Yeah.
And she did
the bonfire.
She was doing the bonfire. You know?
Oh, how nice!
Well, I had no idea.
Well, you're not allowed to have a fire over there.
Yeah, you can't have nothing.
She didn't know. And what was Jesus? What's his name? Luis? What was
little,
his name?
Little Luis's daughter there got in
her
a
hair.
Little trouble.
Her hair. Woof.
Yeah.
Up in flames.
Well, who knew?
Well, usually they do the fires outside.
Yeah, but
well, this was on the park outside.
This was in the park
outside.
She was
standing too close, and you know they use all those products in their hair.
Yeah, you know it got confused with lighter fluid. You know, so once the match lit,
poor thing.
That was it.
Well, now she's perpetually bald.
Well, now she can wear wigs. But my favorite time of the year is the Independence Day, and they do a special thing every year. This year it's going to be on June 30th, and they're going to have a symphony. Oh, my God, performing.
Now, see, the end I like. Rich people like a symphony.
And
I
then love, there's going to be the fireworks display in the evening when the sun goes down.
I love a symphony.
I love that. And you stand right there by the water under the Triborough Bridge, and you can see all the fireworks, and it's by Grouchy.
What day of the week is that?
I think it's during the week.
What's the date?
June 30th. They like to do
it for the 4th of July?
For the 4th of July, but they're going to do it on June 30th. They enjoy doing it early.
They get excited.
People here like to go away.
They get excited.
Ah,
here.
Okay.
Yeah, you know.
Any chance you can get to leave Astoria, you take it.
The Queens people like to go away, so they do it now.
Yeah.
Because then they all go to Long Island for the real 4th of July.
You think they do it after, get a discount on the fireworks?
Well, Grouchy is, you know, known for their fireworks.
What's Grouchy?
Grouchy. It's a special company that does the fireworks.
No, I don't know.
Very famous in Long Island.
Oh, all right.
Oh, yeah.
See, I know the fireworks scare me. Too loud, too many people's...
Well, I used to bring my kids all the time.
No, I like a light show.
No, it's so
freaking
fantastic.
You weren't kidding me. She could barely hear anymore.
Oh.
You brought her down there too young.
Yeah, but that's because she had something a little water in the brain.
No, wasn't that Joey?
Oh, was that him?
He had something else in the brain.
No, well, Joey's on the spectrum.
He's on the spectrum.
Well, we thought.
Well.
We thought her son Joey was on the spectrum, but it turns out he's just gay.
Just a faggler.
Just a faggler, which
is... Nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong with it.
Now, speaking of gays, are they doing anything for Pride?
They are doing the Queen's kickoff of Pride.
Because I know that's coming up.
Well, her son Joey gets so excited for Pride.
Well,
oh, my God.
Yeah,
you should see. Sometimes him and his friends are... put on dresses and prance around.
We'll have to go through all the
details. Well, last year, wow.
Oh.
Last year, they did a whole cowboy theme with the leather pants.
Well, that was... Yeah, no.
With the whole stuff, the whole things cut out of their asses.
Well,
remember
that? We weren't supposed to see those pictures, honey. We weren't supposed to see that, but...
He's a little of... what do they call that? A flammable? A flaminate?
Well, you know, he likes to, you know, flame up a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what they also have, which I'm so excited. Every year they do movies in the Astoria Park.
Oh.
Now, there's no list out yet because it's too early. But, well, you know, you can go.
And Gina gets so excited because she won't pay for a movie.
No.
She doesn't have Netflix.
It's free?
It's free to go into the park. It's usually,
she always waits.
It's usually late July into August.
I'll never forget this one. The kids were young. Her kids were young. They'd always come crying to me, want to go see the newest Disney movie.
Mm.
You know, I don't know what, Monsters, Inc., you know, whatever the Disney movie was.
Yeah.
And if she knew that it was going to be played during the park, she would make them wait.
Oh, yeah. Well, these are older movies. It's not going to be new movies they're going to put over here. They're going to put some older stuff. But,
well,
you know,
now it's old.
Yeah.
If you don't take him to see it in the theater,
well,
now it's going to be old movies.
Well, of course. I'm not going to do
that.
Yeah. Please. Yeah, no. What is it? $20 now to go to the movies?
And who wants to go to Bryant Park for a movie in the park?
No.
No, you,
well,
go
you
to
could
Story
do that,
park.
But I'm not going to take the train.
Now, see, I went to see the movie one time with you and the kids. I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
Box of Franzia. And there we are sitting out watching this movie. The screen is so small over there. And how do you do it with your cataracts?
No, I, like, you know, I take the magnifying glass
she
and I put
a,
it right up
she
there.
She has a whole, it's like the size of an iPad.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
One of those
oh.
things you put over a menu?
Like when you're watching the solar eclipse?
Of course.
Yeah, it's like, no, it's one of those magnifying sheets that you put on, like, top of a menu or something. You know, and it makes the whole thing magnify.
And I can
she
see
just
real
holds
good.
It right up in front of her face.
It's yeah. like you're there.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, it distorts the picture quality a little bit. But I'm used to that because I still have VHS.
Yeah, and she has vertigo, so... The whole thing goes into a tizzy.
But I gotta
poor thing walks around in a circle like she's in a snowstorm in the middle of the woods.
Oh,
they had to, well, they, this is so smart, I'll never forget this. Jeannie Marie took her shoe to a horse cobbler. Right there with the, for the shoes.
No, I get them fixed on Steinway.
Yeah.
A horse?
And what they did, listen to this, you know, because she keeps turning left, you know, because of the vertigo. They put an extra weight in the sole of the right side of a shoe.
On top of my stacked heel.
And now she knows to turn, to keep moving,
yeah.
keep moving to the right a little
it
bit.
It brings momentum to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep
modern medicine.
Equilibrium
Hello?
In on the counter.
Where would we be?
I don't know. Well, listen, that's such a good fun list of free things to
There's
do.
Some fun stuff, honey. You know, I'm all about this because, you know, I grew up my kids here, so I
yeah.
know everything that
well,
there is to do.
And you know what I want to tell our listeners? If you're from out of town, if you're not from New York City and you're coming to visit, plan an afternoon in Astoria. You got all the delicious restaurants on 30th Avenue, Ditmars, Broadway. You can go down to Astoria Park. And really, you know, you can come to Manhattan, but Manhattan's turning into really a tourist destination.
I can't even. I love it now because my family's been coming here for 10 years since I've lived
yes.
here, so they don't need to see
right.
the things to see.
Yeah.
Right.
So we just hang out in Queens, and it's
Isn't
great.
It
I love it.
We go to Long Island for the day. Oh,
hey,
I love it.
I got to tell you, you can go to WeHeartAstoria.com, and it has all the essentials that you need to know.
Yep.
I love it. You know, another fun summer thing I just want to bring up is the Long Island wineries.
Oh, yeah.
We go.
I ain't been years since I've been there.
Well, she's on step 11.
Yeah.
Apparently, once you get to 10, they don't let you do wineries
anymore.
Don't
let you,
Well, honey, I only go to those AAA
meetings.
It's
part of the agreement.
Yeah, no, I only go to the AAA meetings for the moral support, though. Oh,
but I tell you what, it's a fun day trip. You don't even have to drive. There's tours that do it. You get in a limo. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is that like the Chinatown bus tour?
Exactly.
And that's good for you because you don't have a license.
Well, no, but I drive.
Well.
No,
yeah.
I know, but but if you're gonna drink
officially,
you can't drink and drive and not have a license.
You can't?
No, honey.
Oh.
I tell you what, it's the best trip.
Yeah.
You go to the winery, you spend $15, you taste 5 wines, you get some cheese, you buy some donuts.
Just 5?
$15.
Well, per winery.
Oh. Honey, you can find that in change in your couch cushion. $15 is
nothing.
Of course
I could. Oh,
it's
my
a
God.
Great trip.
Well, that's fabulous. We got to look that up, honey.
All right.
Well, you guys do that, too.
Yeah, we'll do. Yeah.
Well, listen, Jeebri, thanks for coming out.
Thank you so much.
I hope for all my poors that listen that this has been a good thing for them and that they take a note.
Brain opening.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I love you, honey.
Oh, I love you, too.
I'll see you. All right.
Thank you guys for having me.
Don't forget to bring that baked ziti pan back to Trina Catalano.
Shh. What do you mean? I'm not going to give it back to her. She still owes me for the last tray that she kept from me. When I
but honey, that was disposable.
Yeah, but who cares? I can
honey,
reuse
it. Honey, there was a heirloom from her mother.
What?
Yeah, honey.
Well,
and you can't just take a tray from the funeral. You can't do that.
Well, I'm going to take it until she gives me back her tray.
Honey, that was a disposable tray. She's not. I already threw it away. You can't. It was a tin tray, honey.
Yeah, Ziploc, honey. You know how much I gotta pay for a Ziploc from the Five and Dime?
You love fun dipping cherry coke. I like the way you laugh when I tell a joke. When I met you, I said my name is Rich. You look like a girl from Abercrombie and Fitch. New kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick. And I think it's fine when girls...
All right, that's enough of that. Enough of that. I don't... Okay, that's enough. She's gotta go.
So I almost forgot before Bette Midler, sorry. This was your birthday week. And my mom's.
Oh, that's right. We share a birthday.
You guys share a day, 23rd and 24th.
Me and Liz.
You and Liz, our birthdays this week.
Yes.
Did you have a nice birthday?
Losing all my work. My dog dies. I lose all my work. Yeah, it was awesome.
Did you get your cake?
Could you believe no?
Oh, we just talked about this.
Well, I surprised my mom, so she didn't know to make me a cake. She didn't know I was coming home.
If I knew you were coming out of me.
She said, if I knew you were coming, I would have made a cake. And then Michelle, my roommate, didn't know I was leaving and sent me a picture of cupcakes with funfetti frosting.
Well.
She said, don't worry, I'll save you some. I said, no, it's okay. I'll wait for the cake that's being made. And then I get home and... my partner had for me a momofuku birthday cake.
Oh, he told me that. Was it good?
Yes. I have no idea. It looked like a fancy version of what I like, okay. But not chocolate. It was vanilla. And it was very light, but delicious.
Oh.
And it was so good. The only other store-bought birthday cake that I've liked as much is the one from Magnolia Bakery, which everyone's probably going to groan at, but I really liked it. Yeah. No. So,
we got you a little present.
You bastards.
We got you a little present.
You bastards. Oh my God.
For just a cute little thing. Well, you already know what it is.
I do? Oh, yay! The ice cube tray.
It's your own ice cube tray. And this one makes diamond-shaped ice cubes.
I love it. That's so funny. I don't know if you remember listening on the podcast, Liz. I said... this is what I want for my birthday, is this ice cube tray. Oh my God, I'm going to get so skinny by just eating ice cubes. Oh my God. I'm so excited.
I died
Thank
when
you.
I saw these.
That's so nice.
Because I was online looking at this, and then I saw these. I was like, well.
Next time I get
drink
work.
Drink wine with diamonds in the glass.
Next time I get a job at doing brunch, I'll make them keep it there and only put diamond ice cubes in my drink. I love it. Thank you so much. That's so nice.
Now you can make all your cocktails.
I'd hug you, but it's too hot.
It is too hot. Yeah, don't touch
me. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. We have another little surprise for you.
I can't. You guys are bastards. With my white trash birthday cake.
For both of you. Happy birthday, Mom and Travis.
No, Liz, you gotta help me blow it out.
Yay!
Oh, thank you guys so much.
Not picture.
Okay, not picture. Oh, that's so nice.
I went a little crazy with the sprinkles, no, but otherwise it's as white trashy as you wanted it.
I love it. Perfect.
Straight out of the box.
I love it. Thank you guys so much. Happy
You're
birthday,
welcome.
Liz.
Happy birthday, Jill,
or whoever you are. all right, it's time for Bette Midler Twitter Theater.
Okay, now it's time for Bette Midler Twitter Theater.
The Buff presents Bette Midler Twitter Theater.
Beyonce dropped her new visual album, Lemonade. Although she spilled so much tea in those lyrics, it should be called an Arnold Palmer.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. Happy birthday to me, Macy.
Happy
thank
birthday
you so much.
To
it was
you.
So nice of you guys to do that.
And thanks, Mom and Bobby, for sitting in as our studio audience.
We can really now say thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom. Applause, applause.
This has been so much fun without actually being a good time.
Hasn't it?
I love it. Thank you guys so much for listening.
As always, find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, blah, 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 blah. Go to our Instagram, go to our Facebook, go to our What else do we have? Go to it. Find it.
All of it. We have
buy
it
our
all.
Crap.
And do us another favor. Share this with a friend. All you have to do is share the link on your social media.
I know this great podcast. That's
exactly.
All I have to
there
say.
You go. And we'll see you next time.
All right.
Yeah? Right?
Yeah.
I'm distracted by my cake.
Cake.
Which half is Liz and which half is mine? All right, guys. Thanks. We'll see you next time.
All right.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Why would I have to be a victim of all this garbage, the crap that you like? You know nothing about classical music opera. Nothing. Nothing. You can't sing an opera. You know nothing.
No, I don't sing opera.
You know nothing. Nothing.
That doesn't mean that I don't enjoy it.
You know nothing. I sing everything perfectly. Oh, God, on a wheel. Liszt, Rachmaninoff, Chopin, Tchaikovsky, Grieg. I know all about it. I know how to play it internationally. Play piano internationally. Compose symphonies. God. This shit. Garbage. Garbage that I don't want.
In Las Vegas.
Oh, shut up.
I saw a Milton Berle show.
Oh,
I enjoyed it very
Milton
much.
Milton Berle.
And I must say, even...
Oh, shut up. Shut up!